Hello.
Hello, my name is Andrew with customer support. We're returning your call. May I have your zip code?
49283.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Jacqueline Murray.
Okay, Ms. Murray, I do see an order in your name. Would you verify your address, please?
190 West Arborview Drive, Spring Arbor, Michigan, 49283.
Okay, thank you. On this account, I see you have the fitness tracker. It's the fitness tracker that tracks your steps, your blood pressure, and your heart rate.
Yes, I got something like that. I can't get it charged. I bought a charger. But the reason I'm calling is I have a $64.99 charge on my credit card.
Okay. So that charge is for the membership that you join. When you join, when you order the fitness tracker, you join a shopping club. The membership entitles you to get these products at such a low cost.
Yeah, well, I'd like to cancel that.
Okay.
I did not realize that there was
a membership.
A membership, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. That's what it is. So one moment. Okay, so I have the account closed out, so the company won't bill you anymore, and I also have the website. You can take a look at the user manual there regarding charging.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the website is...
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's Terrific Online Cons...
How do you spell that? T-E-R-R-I-F-I-C-I-C?
So I'll spell it all out. T E R R I F I C O N L I N E C O N S U M E R D E A L S dot com. Mm-hmm. So it's Terrific Online Consumer Deals.com.
Okay, so it's
C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R Consumer Deals.com.
Jeez. Okay.
That's the website.
Okay.
Go there and take a look at the user guide. But I have the account closed out for you.
Okay. Now, since I got my credit card statement, I just got the credit card statement, and it shows February 19th as that charge. Is it too late to get this charge taken off?
Well, according to the company, that charge is valid because you use that membership to order the place your first order, but I will check with my supervisor to see if we can do anything else for you. Be right back with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so he's saying the company would allow us to refund you 35% of that recent charge. That would credit back to the account in 3 to 5 business days.
35% of it?
Yes, ma'am.
This is a ripoff. There was no mention of a membership.
So
I
the only
I got an email from whatever place that I bought on Depot, Home Depot, I think it was, and saying that I can get this merchandise, blah, blah, blah. It says nothing about a membership of $64.99. I would have never done anything had I seen $64.99 or a membership.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying, but I can't make any changes to the account. I have to go back to my supervisor for guidance. So one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so he said he would go ahead and allow me to give you half of that membership fee back simply because you've already used it. And, of course, it's been a couple of months, so you have been charged for your membership since February.
Oh, what a ripoff. Bunch of ripoffs, that's what they are. All right.
Okay, so like I said, I will email you. You'll get an email at JackieJMurray@yahoo.com letting you know the refund is on the way back to the card. It will post back to the Discover in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
So give me one moment to take care of that.
All right. 50%.
Okay, so you will see the email indicating that the refund's on the way back to the card. Like I said, you'll get the refund email first, and it will post back to the card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Customer's Account.
All right.
This account is closed. Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.